Ladies and gentlemen, what's up? This is BC. Welcome back. This will be a video and an audio episode. There's a lot that we can discuss today, but I want to really emphasize something that I have been implementing a lot from the sales and communication side of things, especially since I moved to Miami, right? Give me a second. Let me grab my water. Okay. Now, for those of you who don't know, I moved to Miami, Florida from Los Angeles in May of 2021, right? And when I moved clear across the country with no connections. Now, from one standpoint, you can say, well, you know, BC, Brian, it wasn't that hard because, you know, you already had your businesses established and you have multiple streams of income, you're a millionaire, blah, 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 right? To a degree, true. However, and this is the key, and I'm going to show you how this all ties in from a business standpoint, but also a personal standpoint, right? When you move across the country, I don't care how well off you are financially, from a social standpoint, you're starting over brand new again. And from all the messages I've got from people and all of the conversations I've had with people, that seems to be the number one reason why people hesitate to move. It's not moving to a new place. It's, oh my God, I'm not going to have any friends. I'm not going to know anybody. How am I going to create a social circle, et cetera, et cetera. Now, I've studied and been in the social dynamics world for a long time, the dating world, whatever you want to call it, with friends and colleagues and that kind of stuff. And that was always important to me. However, separate from that, I relished in the adventure side of coming to a new place and not knowing anybody and having boots to the ground to figure it out. Like, I have to, right? It's fight or flight. That's it. This is my new life. Hey, if I don't talk to anybody, I don't meet any friends, then I'm a loner, right? And I love that. That juiced me up. So let me give you an example, right? In my coaching program, Distinguished Agent, I'd always taught my students how to connect with local businesses and create professional relationships with people, right? So I told them, I moved in May. I said, hey, book your tickets for August, right after I moved. Like a couple days, I said, hey, we did a lecture on Sunday. I said, hey, book your tickets for August because we're having an event here in Miami. I end the lecture. I didn't have a venue. I didn't have anything planned. I'm in a new place. So not only did I have that pressure, I put an additional pressure on myself to have to find a venue here, right? We'll come back to that story. So I'm out meeting people, you know, during the day, I'm going to the beach like, you know, two or three times a week. I'm staying in a condo right there in North Beach, blocks, like a block or two away from the water. I'm going out, you know, with some people that I kind of knew in Miami, maybe once every week or two, we'll go have dinner or something. But for the most part, I'm going out during the day and exploring. I'm going out maybe like two or three nights a week and just hanging out and meeting people, going to venues again by myself and figuring it out, not using dating apps, none of that shit. And dude, I'm meeting a ton of people, right? Within a couple months, I get my own office and I start hosting events, like, but just the social aspect, let's focus on that. And then we'll continue the story about my coaching program, right? I'm just going out meeting people. And the reason I'm emphasizing this is not only from a social standpoint, do you need to be able to do that in case you do want to move and to have that skill set and how important it is. But the ability you have there to make friendships or create relationships, if you're looking for intimate relationships or business partnerships or acquaintances or really good friends and just connecting with people, having connections, it's priceless, you see? But the key component there is you need to do it. I'm at a point now where I'm comfortable, and I show this to people all the time, just talking to people, men, women, kids, older, younger, it doesn't matter. I can talk to anybody. And I do it all the time. And I literally tell people, hey, watch, I'm going to go talk to these people. I'm going to say blah, 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 blah. Listen. And I do it all the time. And I'm glad now that more people are getting to know me that either have joined my coaching program or we've met around, because all these stories that I talk where people are like, oh, yeah, he's just making that up. They get to see it. They get to see it. Now, I'm not here saying I'm incredible and this and that. I'm just comfortable doing it. So I can demonstrate this easily all the time. Now, why is that valuable for you and why is it important? Because when you acquire that skill set, whether you want friendships, business partnerships, you're going to networking events, the world and what you want to acquire and fulfillment becomes automatic, y'all. And I'm emphasizing this because especially after the evil C word, I've seen people from a social standpoint go the opposite way. I make these connections with people and then I notice, man, I'm like the only new connection they've made in like a year or 2 years or 3 years, right? I'm not clowning them. I'm just saying, generally speaking, across the board, even some people that I've met recently, they just don't make new connections with people all the time. And I'm the one that created that connection and we have a good bond now, but I'm noticing that doesn't happen all the time, but I can effectively just replicate this over and over and over and over and over. Now, that makes you invaluable in the marketplace. Let's step aside from your personal life here or your social life. That makes you invaluable because now you become a connector. Now you know more people, and the more people you know and the more friendships and professional relationships that you have, the more access you have to resources and opportunities and capital. That recent 120 unit development deal, and I'm getting more, by the way, from this developer. I met him through somebody else who was so impressed with me that they ran me to the developer and said, you got to meet this guy, referring to me. You see, but I acquired that through skill, not because I was the best on paper or something like that. It was my skill set got me that, period. So that's what I'm talking about. How many of you watching me who are in real estate would love to work with a developer? And that developer is paying me 9% commission on this 120 unit plus deal. 9%. And you see everybody crying about the 6%. I told you, it gives you access to people, opportunities, and things that you otherwise do not get access to. Okay? So back to the coaching thing real quick. I challenged myself and said, I'm going to find a venue. I'm going to find a business owner. I'll figure this out. So on one of the days that I'm over there on Lincoln Road, right by Ocean Drive near South Beach, just kind of exploring, I meet the owner of a escape room, right? They're right off Lincoln Road, and I think in Adams. I can't remember the street exactly, right? It's been a while since I've gone. They're like 2 blocks away from Ocean Drive. If you're familiar, that's South Beach. That's where everybody goes to party, right? We're 2 blocks away on a rooftop, third floor, balcony, and indoor escape room, outdoor balcony area. I meet the business owner, blah, blah, blah. We talk, we connect. Later on, I say, hey, I have an event coming up. Have you ever rented your space? Would you consider it? Done deal. Done deal. Now that venue, I believe, does do a regular thing now of renting out their space. Now they hooked me up, and to this day, I salute them. I still paid them for it, but they hooked it up. I can't lie, right? I didn't ask for the hookup, but they gave it to me. But see, now they do that moving forward. But the point is I put the pressure on myself, but I believed in my skill set and my ability to do that. And I put myself in a position where even if I didn't feel like it, I would still do it. Same thing with moving here. Dude, I have a thriving social circle here in network. I had one right away. Again, not because I'm special, because of the skill set. But you guys need to be out there connecting with people and meeting new people and really developing good relationships with them. And when I say professional relationship, it doesn't mean you have to be buddy-buddy and go out and have a drink with them every week. You can build great connections and relationships with people without talking to them 24/7, 365. It's about the substance of the relationship and the conversations, not the time. People think connecting with people is a lot of time spent together. You don't have to. I can create a great connection with somebody in 5 or 10 minutes that other people probably couldn't create in hours. Skill set. Now, the immediate objection, well, you know, I want to do that, Brian, but I'm quiet or I'm in a small town or I'm introvert. Excuses, man. Get your ass out there. The world is out there. Shit, even going to the gym for me equals tons of connections and great conversations and stuff. And that's just going to the gym. Or to the store, or whatever it is. I fist bump employees at stores all the time because we're friends. Are you doing that? Or do you just blend in everywhere you go? Like if I went with you for a day and hung out with you in your city, would I notice that people recognize you? Or would you just be a nobody? If that's the case, I would say, what's going on here? How do you live here and frequent these places and nobody knows you? You want to be, you know, a business owner, a millionaire, whatever it is? Give me a break. That just doesn't line up. You should be just, you know, a social superstar, we can say. Not because you were born that way, but because you bred yourself and trained yourself to be that way. That's invaluable. You see, that social currency is what a lot of celebrities have. Now, they don't have it from skill. They have it because of their notoriety and their fame. But you can create a piece of that for yourself with a skill set. The ability of people wanting to have you around because they enjoy you, they value your time, they value your friendship, they value your input. You bring something to the table. Now add on that you have a you know, tremendous track record now, or a skill set in sales is tremendous. Oh man, now you really got it. But we have to earn these things, ladies and gentlemen, and it requires you being out there and doing things and moving and shaking. I mean, I've been giving you guys tips for years. Talk to 5 people every day, 10 people every day, right? If you're in sales, talk to, you know, 40 prospects every day, and then talk to 5 or 10 people on the street every day. Like, I've been giving you bits and pieces somewhat of this formula. Have you been following it though? Because that's so important. No one would think that I just moved here. I remember getting messages online within months of being here, like, damn, Brian, you've been to all the cool places. It seems like you already have a ton of connections. Well, yeah, that's what I do. And I loved it because it was a way for me to prove all the shit that I've been talking for years about what I can do and you know, my businesses and all that stuff, right? Especially with the whole situation with the censorship, because that pulled the plug on almost everything. But look, hey, we're still here and we're thriving. You know, I got this development deal. TBC is huge and growing. We moved over to Real Network. My coaching program is exploding. I mean, life is good. Life is really good. You see, but I've earned this and I continue to earn it on a daily basis. But this essence is everywhere I go. Everything I touch, I infect with this essence. Can you do that? Because I wasn't like this before. I had to develop this and create this skill set. Because a part of this sales game, a part of this communication game, is your ability to go out there and connect with people and meet them and constantly create those connections. Because through that connection, it gives you access to who they know and their connections and so on and so forth. And it's like a web that keeps ever expanding continuously. But you gotta be out there doing your thing. You gotta be noteworthy. You have to stand out. You have to initiate. You have to talk to people. It's no different than in the dating world. If you're a guy and you don't talk to girls and you don't attempt to talk to them, good luck. Dude, I'm out there getting Instagrams and numbers for other people while I'm talking to women. That's how abundant this is in my life. I don't care if she's beautiful. I'll meet her another time, or I'll give her my friends. It doesn't matter. It's the same thing in sales. Someone's not acting right or being weird. Okay, I'm on to the next one because I'm going to keep talking to people, dude. Abundance. It's out there. The next opportunity is just awaiting you if you engage with it and you go. I've been trying to beat people over the head with this. You got to get out there. It's accessible to every single one of you if you believe and you do it. But you got to buckle down, get serious, get the training, you know, and you got to really do what it takes if you want to be good at this social skill set and sales skill set. It's going to take more than just watching a video, y'all, or reading a book. It really is. You need full immersion, full immersion. Imagine if I was there with you. Like, I just went with one of my business partners, Alden, right? I went to North Carolina, spent 2 days with him. It was incredible for him, right? And he picked up a lot of stuff. And that was just a couple hours each day of us spending time together, right? He's also on every lecture on Sunday. He's a good student and he's killing it. I think he's on track to make like 300 grand this year. And it's like a second year in real estate. The dude's crushing it. But he has that proximity and he engages and he participates. Are you doing that? Or are you just sitting back and then getting a dose of motivation once a month and working hard for like 3 hours and then you're off for another month? Come on. That's not the attitude. And that's not going to cut it. I understand that to many of you, I'm too intense. That's exactly what you need if you think that. Because when you step up and I really start to help you and be a part of your system and your life and, you know, your business, it's going to get the kick in the ass that it needs and the skill set that everybody needs. I ask this question all the time to people, right? Especially when it comes to sales. Hey, I know you listen to me and 20 other people. If you could pick one to go with you, if you need to close a sale, who are you taking? And most people, virtually everybody says, well, you, Brian. Then what are you waiting for? Come learn. Stop straddling the fence and sitting on the sideline. Engage with this thing. Step up. Commit to your business and your life and say, raise your hand. Hey, I need help. Please help me. Hey, what do I need to do? Right? And do what it takes. But when you're out there, right? When you're out there, understand that every single human being out there is seeking connection. No one's telling you or everybody else, right? Oh, I want a connection. No, but internally, everybody wants to connect. We want to connect with other human beings. We want to have rich, ample, bountiful social interactions. That's the spice of life. You know what I tell people that don't feel good? I say, go put a smile on somebody's face and interact with them, and I guarantee you, you'll feel better. Why? That social interaction just uplifted you. We're social creatures as human beings. We're not supposed to sit there on our iPhones all day and not talking to people and engaging with people. I make it a thing that even if I'm walking, I'll say hi to people and all kinds of stuff. Just to, hey, what's up? How you doing? Beautiful day, huh? Just to talk and interact with people, because you never know. That one comment can spark a conversation that gives you a new connection, but you never will have known unless you did it. But at the end of the day, you'll feel better. I've told people, when I used to prospect, no matter what, when I would go door to door and cold call and do all the grinding that all of you hate, at the very least, when I would interact with people, I would leave them better off than before I contacted them. And that's true. Because I brought good attitude, good energy, whether they liked me or not, it didn't matter. I still brought that every time. And I cultivated that within myself. And I understand human nature for what it is. I really do. And I've been studying it and teaching it for years. So we see a lot changing in the world, but at the same time, a lot simultaneously has stayed the same. And the farther you stray away from the tried and true things at work, trying to go for something new and flashy and, oh, this is special, you're going to always come back to step one and level one and have to start over again and start over again and start over again. So what can you take from this? Engage with life, engage with people, go out there and get it. You don't have enough money right now? That's fine. Work your ass off and get it. You don't have enough connections? Go make them. Go do whatever it takes to get those connections. You don't have enough leads right now? Go prospect so much every day that within a week or two, you're just bursting at the seams with leads through your own hard work and effort. Even if you're not good, because I wasn't good when I started. But if you want to take the sales game and the people game and the relationship game to the next level and rise above disruptors and technology and lawsuits and all this stuff, well, you got to bring something legitimate to the table. Look at the world in real estate crying about 6% in the public. And again, I just got a major development deal, more than one, at 9% commission. You think I'm worried about that? But again, we're talking different levels here. You can do the same. I'm not special. I keep saying that all the time. I'm not special. I just work for those things and I develop the skill set to put myself in a position where I'm independent of these disruptors. The skill set and your value makes you independent of the disruptors and all these things. Now, you may not believe me, and that's fine, but I believe that and it's worked for me and I've created it in my life, because that's all I really have to say about that. But understand what it's going to take. You're either going to step up or you're not. You got to get out there and grab life by the horns, y'all. Interact with people, develop, grow, build your communication, develop the skill set, become a master with people. And when you do, you can literally have anything that you want. All right, guys, that's it for this one. Peace out. I do have webinars and stuff coming on. Make sure you check out my website. I've added a few links below if you're interested in chatting with me. Having a Zoom call, strategy session, talking about coaching or whatever it is, you're more than welcome to sign up for that. All right, we'll see you on the next one. Peace.